Hey, what is up? Welcome to the Gaming Uncensored Roundtable Part 2 for September. That's right, we're back and we're going to try it again, and hopefully somebody hears this episode, and if not, we're going to have a good time. This week, of course, I'm Tommy. Jamie's over there. How you doing, man?
What's up?
And then we got our boy Cabbage. What's up, Cabbage?
Not much.
Spider, how you doing, Spider?
Excellent.
And still Chad.
Dude, you know what? Fuck you both, too.
You got to come up with a name, man.
Gaming Uncensored.
Cabbage came up with Cabbage. Cabbage wasn't our creation. That was his creation.
Oh, did he? Okay, I'll come up with a name then. It's just, you're not supposed to name yourself, though. It's weird.
Hey, I was like,
if you have a name like Cabbage.
Yeah.
So, topic. For the second attempt at the roundtable for September is Nintendo, just all things Nintendo. And so where they're at, what they're doing, what we think the future is, including the mobile side of things with Pokemon Go. And now we have Mario Run coming and all of that. And so right before we actually turned on mics or started recording, we were talking, and I think Chad out of all of us is the only one with a Wii U. Is that correct?
I got a Wii U. Well, I mean, my kids have a Wii U.
Fair enough. Spider, do you have a Wii U?
I do not. It is the first Nintendo console I have not owned.
Yeah, and Cabbage said the exact same thing. So to you two guys, Cabbage, I'll start with you. Why don't you own a Wii U? Why is this the first Nintendo console that you've not owned?
Yeah, it's the same thing most people who have not bought one say, is that the software lineup just wasn't compelling enough, which is sad because... It's hard because there are games on there that I see people play that have the Wii U, that, you know, people who stream it and stuff, and a lot of the games do look fun. But the problem is that most of the games that aren't like HD remakes of Zeldas that I would, you know, like to play, the stuff that's new and exclusive to that console, they feel like supplementary games, like, oh, that'd be nice to have, as well as we need a new Zelda, we would like, you know, a new Mario that isn't just 2D old Mario, you know, I want a new Mario 64 style game. You can keep going with all of their IPs, and it's amazing how many IPs they have that they could take advantage of that they have very rarely taken advantage of in recent years. And so that's the problem, is that it's just like they just kept pushing and pushing the new Zelda back further, and at this point it's going to be on their new console anyway, and I'd rather play that version probably. So it's like I don't have a great reason to buy the Wii U.
Yeah. Spider, kind of the same thing for you?
Ditto. I can't add anything more to that. That's exactly where I'm at.
That's fair.
It's also time. I mean, I already have, you know, like, I don't have an Xbox One either. I have a PS4 and my PC, and just getting to the games that I want to play on that with the time I have is hard enough. So adding another console in there to try and get to those games would just, it'll be worth it for Zelda, so I'm in the same belt. I want to see the NX, and I'll probably buy it at that point, but
man,
for now,
being an adult sucks.
Yeah.
Like, it just sucks. There's no way around it. The fact that we have to have the time discussion, oh, I just don't have time, but it's the honest truth. Like, yeah. There's not enough time, and that's one thing that, I mean, I think it's crazy that Nintendo is not compelled to have better software, because if you've been to Japan, if you know Japanese people, those people work 80 hours a week and they still find time to play games, right?
Yeah,
but they're not gonna play crappy games. So, like, I would think Nintendo would have to realize, hey, we've got, like you said, Cabbage, hey, we've got some IPs here that are really great that we could use that we're not using.
Well, the biggest problem with Nintendo is their issue with third-party support. You know, I mean, you've got great, you know, companies like PlayStation and Xbox, and they have great first-party stuff, but they have tons of third-party support, and that's why they sell so well, and that's why they do so well. Nintendo is Mario Kart, and it's Mario, and
yeah,
it's, you know,
there's,
I mean,
a whole lot more than that they could do.
That's what I'm saying. That was the problem with the Wii, was, you know, Wii Sports was good and everything like that, but third parties could not develop for it properly. So third party software was terrible on it.
I have an argument to that, and I'm thinking Tommy's probably about to say the same thing. My argument is that on Nintendo, I don't care.
Yeah.
I don't give a crap about third parties on Nintendo.
I honestly think the biggest mistake they made with the Wii U was trying to make it so third-party friendly, especially when they were selling it, of just talking about how, like, they were trying to bring in all the third-party people. And as such, I think the reason that it's done so poorly is because it feels like that first-party stuff, like Cabbage was saying, that just isn't there is the reason why people would buy it in the first place. And so I agree that there has to be some third-party support. But if they don't support their primary, their core IPs first, I don't think any kind of third-party support is going to matter, because Microsoft and Sony are already so dominant in that. Like, if you're going to play, you know, Call of Duty or Madden or whatever, you're not going to play it on a Nintendo console. You're going to play Mario and Zelda on a Nintendo console, and they've just done a really crappy job with those IPs recently.
Yeah, but if they're only putting out 2, maybe 3 first parties,
exactly,
the system's not going to sell.
Right.
You know, per
year. They've got to really step that up. Yeah. But I think they need to step up the first party support as opposed to getting the third party support in there. But going back to this adult idea, because Chad mentioned something right before we started that I thought was really interesting. You said, so you have a Wii U in your house and it's in your kids' room. But then you said your kids don't actually play it because they play on their tablets. And that's I totally get that. Like, that makes total sense. Nintendo consoles for the past few generations, at least, have always felt like the quote kiddie consoles, you know, like they're the family friendly, child friendly consoles. Yeah. I don't know if that's a place that kids are going to play games anymore. You know, like, I think kids have tablets and phones and all that stuff. And so is that viable for Nintendo in the future to still be the kind of more family friendly kiddie console and get people coming to the NX or whatever that way?
I think they realize that, and that's one of the reasons they're going to iOS and Android to, you know, open up their portfolio to do some, you know, to meet some of those people like my kids, and probably using it, you know, kind of like you give the first hit for free, you know, and then you got to come over to the Wii to try the games that have a little bit more. Those to me seem like the way that the cheese that you leave out for the mouse, you know, to lure them in to your console. And really, that's one of the, I mean, that's kind of what Nintendo has left, because Sony and Microsoft have everything else covered.
Well, and I heard something interesting today that blew my mind. My brother is out of town. I'm in his office space. I don't know why he gives me keys, but he does. But he's out of town, so his daughter is at my house. And we were talking about today her calling her dad to check on her dad, and she goes, "Oh, my phone's dead." And I said, "How many times have you killed that?" She goes, "Oh, this is the first time, but I just got the phone." And I said, what phone did you get? And she said, "It's my daddy's old iPhone 6. And I'm like, I have a Galaxy S4. Like, I have two generations behind that. A 9-year-old has an iPhone 6. How does that happen?
Yeah. And like, that leads well into where Nintendo's going. Because, right, like, 5 years from now, is Nintendo even in the console market? Or is it Mario on mobile devices? You know, like, I mean, in 5 years from now, what does the console market even look like? Who knows? But, like, is the future of Nintendo that direction where people are? Because, honestly, that's where gaming's going. And so instead of Chad's kids playing the Wii U, they're going to be playing Nintendo games on their tablet, which blows my mind. But that's what it feels like. Anybody disagree with that?
Well, yeah, I think there's going to be a little bit of a mixture there, because I would say if you're talking about 5 years, like, the 3DS is still pretty successful, right? Their handheld lines still make them. That's probably what has allowed them to partially survive during the Wii U slump. I think that they're being smart with realizing, hey, we need to get into mobile, but I'm going to expect, depending on how much they push the handheldness of the NX, I would still expect a 3DS type device, you know, new iterations of that, because that's their bread and butter right now is handheld. Until they get another strong footing with consoles. I mean,
and it has been for years.
Yeah.
I mean, they before the Wii, the DS was what they had. Like,
yeah.
That was it for a long time. So I think I kind of agree. It seems kind of redundant to have a quote unquote console that is somewhat at least partially mobile and a mobile device, but I guess I could sort of see that.
That's the obvious replacement for it. It seems like they're replacing both with the NX.
Right. I would agree. I don't see them doing another handheld if the NX is
both portable. The only reason I say that is because I think it's just a little bit too early to tell how mobile it's going to be and how much they're going to push that. You're right. And I thought, yeah, maybe they're just trying to merge the handheld and console and just, hey, we're usually successful. We make all this money on the handheld. Let's make a console that can do both. Boom, we're good. And that would make sense for them. But I just don't know if we can say that quite yet.
Yeah, I think that's fair. Just the lack of details we have on the NX right now. We have no clue what the thing is. And so, yeah, there's a lot up in the air. But I really question just overall if a new handheld device, dedicated handheld device, regardless, is smart. Or if just business-wise, it just makes sense to go all in on this mobile world and just, like, we're going to get saturated with Nintendo stuff on the handheld market. Which makes me cringe, and I'm not in love with the idea by any means. But it seems hugely successful for them so far. And so, like, yeah, I don't know. It's such a weird thing to be talking about Nintendo franchises on not a Nintendo-branded piece of hardware. It just messes with my childhood.
Really? Tell me it messes with your childhood?
It does.
So your childhood is no longer intact.
There's lots of things that mess with my childhood. But that one's tough. Yeah, you know, it's just that nostalgic thing. And honestly, like, I think with the NX, like, we're the market that they need to get. Because I don't think kids are going to be, like, the part of what makes Nintendo fun is that nostalgia. And there's been a generation of kids now that have grown up with the Wii and the Wii U as the Nintendo consoles. And as much as, like, I love the Wii and we talk about the Wii being successful, and it very much was, what it didn't do is bring in a lot of new people to old franchises. Mario Galaxy was cool. But outside of that, like, it just, like, it was so non-Nintendo and software that, yep, I think the kids who grew up with the Wii don't feel the nostalgia for Nintendo. They feel the nostalgia for motion controls or whatever. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I mean, kids, yes. And I can speak from experience, kids these days are really just growing up with tablets. And, you know, consoles, my kids want to watch me play. You know, every once in a while they want to grab the controller. But it really is an adult thing. Well, not just an adult thing, but, you know, if kids are going to play, they're going to play Call of Duty and stuff like that. And it's going to be the young little bastards that get on and scream racial epithets at you and, right, you know, and just say horrible things. And that's why Tommy nor I will play with anybody that we don't know, being old men.
Yes.
But, I mean, my kids are on their I feel like a horrible parent, but they're on their tablets all the time. You know, and I actually had to put down a one charge rule, you know, because it's my tablet's dead, Dad. Can you charge it so I can play it later? No, you are. How many hours have you been on it today? I mean, it's summertime. Go outside and play. They don't. Kids don't want to anymore.
And it's the same in my house. I mean, it's they're. I have an older niece that wants to sit in front of the TV or the computer and play Minecraft. They don't like go out and play, and they have to have a phone in their hands all the time. Like, when we were growing up, not to sound old, but we had nothing. Like, seriously, we had nothing. I mean, you were talking about the other day, you were talking about the Game Boy. And when I was growing up, the Game Boy was a big deal. I never owned one because, a lot like Tommy, I didn't really dig the monochrome thing, but there were a ton of people that did, but they still didn't play it the way that kids do the phones today.
Right. Yeah, and like we were talking about in the last show, like we remember a world that's pre everybody has the internet, especially mobily, like dial-up internet. Even when I did get the internet, it was still 15 years before like I had it going with me everywhere. It's just such a new thing still that I think we take for granted, but kids now are just born with that, you know. That's just the world they know. Spider, let me ask you on the just on that idea of Pokemon Go and Super Mario Run, what do you think about that direction with Nintendo and software going that direction?
Well, you said you know, mobile, the way it's going, or the way gaming going is towards mobile. I don't know if I can see that with you know, like you said, with handheld. As far as consoles though, we know that at this point, the Xbox One and PS4 are both selling better than the PS3 and 360 were at this point in their console generation. I mean, a lot better. And so I think that market's still there for Nintendo to get in and have a console. I think the key is what you said about them playing to their fan base, playing to their nostalgia and their, you know, already known quantities, and having those be the, you know, coming out quicker on the console, being available just faster, so that, you know, people have a reason to go out buy their console. I think they can still get in there. As far as getting another handheld or handheld console, or I guess I should just say handheld, beyond the 3DS, I mean, they've been doing well so far, and you know, the market I think that's buying those is probably parents or that are either buying them for their kids and hoping that they'll enjoy those, or you know, that are buying them for themselves. So
yeah, I think that's fair. Do you think there's a chance that things like Super Mario Run being mobile actually gets people into the Nintendo console realm? That idea of like, kids don't necessarily relate with Mario as much right now, but if they have it on their phone, then that would open them back up to the console world, almost working in reverse of what it's doing for us.
It probably just comes down to the quality of the game. I mean, if you can get enough people playing the game that enjoy it, then yeah, you could see kids getting back into Mario through that way. And maybe then they, you know, oh, I want to go play the console game, or, you know, what other games are available for me to play. So I can see that, but it's just going to really depend on quality of what they're putting out.
Yeah. Open question. Who's excited about Super Mario Run? Anybody like super pumped about it? Like, I think it looks actually pretty cool. Anybody else like really interested in playing it?
No.
No.
I'll install it and play it, but I just don't. I've never really been into runners, so it just depends on how they do it. I might play it as much as Pokemon Go, which was like a week.
Right. That's fair.
Yeah.
The thing is I don't care about Pokemon. I do care about Mario, you know. That's the one thing I think can get me wrapped up in that title, is that I actually grew up with Mario. I didn't grow up with Pokemon, but yeah. Is there anything Nintendo franchise wise anybody wants to see, or wants to see, maybe the wrong way to put that, but would be more interested in being on mobile? Like if they came out with, you know, Zelda or Pikmin or whatever, is there any Nintendo thing that you think really could make a huge splash for us on mobile that's not Pokemon?
For me, so my main mobile game is Final Fantasy Record Keeper, just because I love the Final Fantasy series, and so I'm totally dedicating the game. So if Nintendo came, I don't know if have any of you guys played Final Fantasy Record Keeper?
No.
I have not. I didn't even know that was a thing, but but I understand where you're going there. So continue, sir.
So basically you're battling kind of Final Fantasy IV style, but you have every single, you know, they're slowly releasing more characters, but it's basically entiring. Holds in every character from the entire Final Fantasy universe. So they're all playing, they're all battling on the same team within the same universe. And so, you know, you've got like some messed up scenarios. Like, think about Sephiroth and Aeris all both fighting on the same team Stuff like this. So
this is really a weird
situation. You're like, this is really odd. But then, but it's cool that, you know, that you have all this crossover. So, but it's, I don't know how else to explain, but that's the basic battle system. And then, so something like that with Nintendo, if they pulled all their characters into one game, instead of just being like one franchise specific, I think they should have like a Nintendo Universe game where it's like, here's all our characters. And
so,
it'd have to be compelling and you'd want to play it, but I think that'd be a good place to start.
Basically, what you're talking about is like a Smash Brothers on mobile.
Right. Yeah, but this is like more of a RPG fighting monsters rather than, you know, like a brawler. So,
I had to say one thing about characters since we're talking about this. I love Cabbage's response when you were talking about Sephiroth and Ares on the same team, because
opening up some old wounds, man.
That was my initial like mental response. And then he said it and I was like, yeah, okay. So that brings up the question of characters. The reason that we go back to these games, like obviously we haven't seen a Final Fantasy game on Nintendo for a long time, but the reason that rings true with us is Tommy and I have talked about it. That scene where she dies, and you're sitting there going, "Is she dead? She can't be dead. I've got Phoenix Down. Somebody give her Phoenix Down." But Nintendo has the same type of. My point is, Nintendo has the same type of characters. I want to see Mario. I want to see Link. I want to see Zelda. I want to see those characters because those are the ones that are like in my heart. And,
right.
And I can't think of an Ares moment necessarily in a Zelda, but there are other things that resonate with me playing Zelda like kicking chickens. I mean, we've all done that. If you played a Zelda game, you know how that works. So
what I'm hearing is like Kingdom Hearts, but in the Nintendo universe. And now I want that not as a mobile game. I want that as a console title.
Take my money, please.
Right? Like, that sounds amazing. Nintendo, do that.
Now, yeah. Let me throw this out to you, the group, when it comes to Nintendo games that you're talking about. And I think my biggest issue, I'm the oldest one here, I'm pretty sure, is I've kind of, at least for my personal taste, outgrown Nintendo games. You know, when I go, I want a story. I want something that enriches me, something that I really like it to be a movie type experience. And Nintendo has kept that old school where you're playing Mario, you're playing Zelda, and it's all text-based, and I've got to read, and I know how to read. I know whatever, but I don't want to do that. I don't like subtitled movies. I don't like stuff like that. I want something told to me. I want an experience. And I just feel like when I sit down, like, I feel like I'm slogging through that stuff. Like, as much as I love Zelda from when I was a kid, like, that's what was available. And it just seems like it hasn't grown with me as an adult, much like the newer generations of consoles have.
I think that's an interesting point. The gameplay side of it, especially of reading text, which is an archaic gameplay element at this point. I think that I would agree in general that like I would rather have it voiced, you know, like and have it voiced well and not be as cheesy maybe as Zelda dialogue has been in the past. As a person who adores Zelda, I love the franchise. I'm going to play whatever comes out. I think that there is something to that Nintendo hasn't quite kept up with the evolution of gameplay nearly as well as other developers have. Anybody disagree? Counter argument to that? Just really love nostalgia?
I think I totally agree with what you said, but I think the reason they haven't is up to this point, they haven't had to. Like the whole, there's lots of things that Nintendo has needed to do for years, and they haven't. Really good online being one of them. they don't know how to have an internet-based console.
Yeah, the friend codes need to go.
Right. And that's some of that stuff needs to change with the NX. If it doesn't, they have a problem.
Well, on that point, Chad's point, I like the fact that they haven't really done that, because while I really like games that are very narrative-based, like Naughty Dog's games, they're fantastic. I like a wide range of games, and I kind of like how Nintendo has certain things that are what you would call old school. But you see something like the new Zelda, and they're actually, I mean, I watch gameplay of that, and it looks like something like The Witcher with Zelda themes. I mean, the gameplay is moving forward, which is what I like. But I don't really want, unless it's done very well, to the level of something like a Naughty Dog, which would be kind of funny to see. But if it's just sitting through a bunch of cutscenes and them telling me a generic story, I'd rather just go through some text and get the little story bits and then go on and do the dungeons and all the good Zelda stuff. Because most of the time, unless you're somebody that's like CD Projekt or Naughty Dog, stories in video games are usually lousy and kind of the second thought. At least it just seems like most of the time it's not really worth sitting through. I'd rather just have a good game to play.
Yeah, and it's really, to me, it seems like Zelda's the one franchise that kind of lends itself to that. I don't want a super narrative-driven Mario. You know what I'm saying?
Well, yeah.
like I want platforming, ridiculous power-ups, like, just kind of stupid fun. Like, Mario's not a deep title, and that's awesome. Like, I love it because it's not deep, you know? Like, it's not The Last of Us or something that's going to, like, tear you apart. Like, it's just a, like, no-brainer. Like, oh, yeah, look at the weird Italian plumber man jumping around thing. That's awesome. That's super cool. And so I think for a lot of their franchises, like, yeah, there's not a reason to change it drastically. Like, just keep it up to date with what's going on.
Give me a little voice acting.
Maybe. You know? Maybe. Well, it's not in Mario, yeah. though.
I mean, you could. I mean, it's, you know,
I don't think
could.
Link should talk, though. I don't think Link
That's
should talk.
That's an interesting one. Yeah, with Breath of the Wild and yeah. Huh. Yeah.
He what? Talks. He says, yeah. Hiya.
Right, yeah. yeah. That's what he should say. That should be his vocabulary.
There you
go. The reason we're talking about this is, I don't know about you guys, but Netflix is picking up everything. I haven't ever talked about it on the show. I don't know why I haven't, but I finally, in the last couple months, I finally joined the 21st century and watched the first season of Daredevil on Netflix, and it was great.
Well done.
But one thing. Well, yeah, okay. But one thing that I realized from that, like, there's not a single Nintendo franchise that I can think of that I want turned into a TV show, even a cartoon. Like, we had cartoons back in the day when we were growing up. I don't want that. I don't want that. I don't know why, but I don't want that.
Yeah, there's this weird sacredness to Nintendo franchises, I think, that it's like,
and I think that's why they've held on to that.
Yeah, I think that's true.
Nintendo is all about the nostalgia factor.
With it going mobile, I wonder if some of that's going to dissipate. Like, I wonder if the fact that we're going to see Mario on your iPhone is going to take away some of that kind of sacred cow mentality about Mario or any of their other franchises.
But see, those are the issues that you guys identified Nintendo's biggest issue is that they are entirely nostalgia based, you know, at this point. They haven't grown. And that's kind of what I was talking about. Like, it doesn't have to all be that, but they need to realize that their audience has aged and grown. And then, speaking of Daredevil, Jamie, did you watch the whole season? You enjoy that?
Yes, I did. I watched season one. I need to watch season two. I just haven't had time.
You know, the Red Ninja Nobu?
Yes.
That's a buddy of mine. We're going out Thursday night. What's up, buddy?
Is that the guy that you put me in the text with and you're talking about a lap dance? Is that that guy?
The guy that I accidentally put the text with was Wilson Fisk's bodyguard. He I forget which one, but
Wesley,
one of the what
right?
Yeah, whatever one of him. That was Tommy Walker, and also a buddy of mine. Yes, and I accidentally text message, the two, I included him instead of Tommy Lozier, in the text message, but yeah, Peter Shinkoda is a good friend of mine.
Specifically on a text thread about lap dances,
story. I hung out with Tommy this past weekend and he was like, what is this text that you sent me? And I had to explain to him the story.
It's lovely. It's great. Yeah. Wrapping up with Nintendo stuff though. Just predictions for the NX. Anybody super excited about it? Kind of excited about it? Super weary of it? Like, just kind of where are we at right now, knowing, again, basically nothing about what the thing actually is, but just, is it the chance for Nintendo to win us back over, the 40-something year old gamers?
It's not for me. Maybe my kids.
Yeah. Cabbage?
Yeah, I mean, I'm always hopeful for their new console every time they want to put one out. The problem is that so it's coming out supposedly in March, and really that's not that far away. That's pretty soon.
That's a couple. And, I mean, that's right there.
I mean, the Wii U, one of the big problems with how it didn't sell well is that they didn't market it very well. They called it the Wii U. Most people didn't understand what that meant. That's a whole other topic.
Yeah.
But they're not advertising this thing. I haven't seen, because they haven't shown it. They're not giving it its own identity. So you're worried about, is this going to be just as big of a flop as the Wii U, which is like the worst thing. I don't want that at all. I would like for them to come out with it and somehow sell it to a lot of people, and then they develop a lot of great stuff beyond this new Zelda, which already looks great. That's what I always want, and I'm excited to see what they could do, but based on what we've had, we're just worried, definitely worried.
That's fair. Spider?
I just want to know the name. Are they going to stick with the Wii? Are they going to make it the Wii
Z? The NX sounds
Are they going to... Maybe they'll just go back to the Dolphin. I think that
the
was
Dolphin.
The Ultra 64. I don't know. There's a whole bunch of names they could pull out of their closet. But yeah, Breath of the Wild looks awesome. I'll play it on whatever it ends up coming out on. So if the NX doesn't look very compelling, then I'll go buy a Wii U and play it on that. So
yeah, I think that's super fair. Like, if it looks like the NX is kind of going to suck, but then the Wii U is for like $100. Like, go pick that up to get.
What
Breath
if this
of Wild.
Is a brilliant scheme for them to sell Wii U's? They'll make a new console that looks so dumb and nobody understands at all that they'll go buy a cheap Wii U to play the new Zelda.
I think it's brilliant. I think it's a good idea. Awesome.
In all fairness to the Wii U, I mean, the games that are on it are fun. You know, yeah. I mean, they're just not for me. Like, Mario Kart is great. Splatoon. I mean, there's a lot of really good games on.
I forgot about Splatoon.
It's just gotten a really terrible. I mean, it's become one of those things to where even if you've never picked it up, which I'm sure there's probably a couple of you that have never even touched it, other than at Target or something like that. But it's become one of those things where it's, oh yeah, that's the worst console ever made because you heard about it. You know, just like, oh my god, I'll never look at that movie because it's the worst movie ever made. Have you ever turned it on? No, I haven't. And the Wii U isn't that bad. It's just, it's awkward. You
it's
know?
Not
and,
that good either. Like, it's just in that weird middle place. Like, it doesn't stand out. It's not memorable to me. Like, as a console, like, yeah, there's just nothing about it that's like, oh yeah, that's why I have to play it. Not,
it's not
software,
even as bad as like the Virtual Boy, which stands out as being bad.
Right. Like, yeah, that's it is perfectly, like, if nothing middle else, ground. The Virtual Boy has that distinction of just being awful. And you remember it, you know? Like, it sticks with you. So
But that's what you're identifying, Tommy, is that lack of,
exactly,
either good first party or third party. Like, nobody's supporting it. So of course it's not bad, because the problem is nothing really good or AAA is being put out on it.
Yep. It's just not compelling. So Nintendo, make the NX compelling, because we want to buy it. Like, we're not opposed to buying your consoles. So anyway, thank you guys. This was fun, and cross your fingers this actually makes it on the feed and people hear it this time, and we'll try again. Jamie and I both spent time beforehand making sure we didn't have any issues, and hopefully one of the recordings works. So, but thank you guys again. We take a little moment in this every week or every month to just say thank you for supporting us in whatever ways you're supporting us. It's awesome. We love you guys. It makes this job even more fun to do. It's already tons of fun to do, but being able to talk and interact with you guys and that you are supporting us either financially or giving us games or whatever it is just great. And so it makes our life.
And I have to say, I'm sorry to cut you off, sir, but I think we've done 3 of these, and Chad's been on 2 of them.
Yeah, we've done 4 of them now.
4, okay.
Just so, one of them disappeared.
Chad's been on 3 of them, and I don't think we have ever once mentioned the fact that we are the flagship gaming podcast of FanboyNation.com.
I think I mentioned FanboyNation the first time. I think
Like it's his network. He's here. He doesn't pimp his own stuff. So
fuck those guys. You know what I'm saying?
I just have to say we are the flagship gaming podcast of FanboyNation.com, and we are so glad to be there. We give them so much crap, but we are so glad to be there. And we are so very thankful for all that they do for us. Although I have to talk about this.
Oh,
because
shit.
Around E3, mm-hmm. I was getting lots of email from Kevin because, you know, he's having people cover stuff. Mm-hmm. I haven't seen email from Kevin in like 6 months. I think I finally made him mad and he took me off the list.
No, I don't see a whole lot from him either anymore. He's just kind of, he's running that department, the video game department. He's doing pretty good. Actually, he just messaged me. He and I are going to a haunt on Friday, so I'll talk to him.
I don't want the dude to be mad at me.
Kevin ain't mad at you.
Yeah, I'm just kind of worthless. I don't do anything.
Well, I mean, at least you notice it. You know.
Yeah. That's fair.
Acceptance is the first step of something.
So, we have to mention the fact that we still need Roundtable Production, by the way.
Yes. And we'll give you free games.
Yes. So, basically, create an intro or an outro for this year Roundtable program, and we will give you free games, and we'll tell you how cool you are.
Yeah.
Because you are.
That's true.
We love
you. It's a pretty good deal. So.
Yeah.
Thank you, guys. We really appreciate it. And until sometime in October when we do this again, and hopefully everybody hears this, we will we'll talk then. We are out.
Gaming Uncensored is brought to you by Colonel Duff. Duff, helping a random handicapped guy in the middle of nowhere. Only on Gaming Uncensored.